I was born on the 29th of November 1924. My name is George, but the Germans spell it without the E on the end. Navratzky, Navratzki. So somewhere my father or grandfather were Polish, because we lived near the Polish border, and half of the Yiddish population in this little place. We only were about 5 miles or so away from Poland. Half the Yiddish population were Poles, you know, so they couldn't speak German, they spoke Yiddish.
Yes. You know? And where were you born? What was the name of it?
Ostpreußen, East Prussia, which is now Poland. After the Second World War became Poland, the little place is called Gilgenburg. Gilgenburg. G-I-L-G-E-N-B-U-R-G. Gilgenburg.
And do you have any idea how many people lived there in total, do you think?
Not very many. Not, it wasn't a big, it was just a small, I mean, we didn't have electricity, paraffin lamps, we never saw a motor car.
Have you any idea how many Jewish people lived there? Was it hundreds or less?
A lot of families, and as I say, the majority were Polish. I would say there would be over 100.
Well, 100 Jewish people?
Oh yeah, more than that. There was a lot of big families.
Okay, and what were your parents' names?
My father's name was Navratzky.
And his first name?
Nathan.
Nathan Navratzky.
And my mother's name was Alma Salomonzon.
Salomonzon, so how would you spell that?
Zalo, S-A-L-O-S-O-H-N.
Okay, and he grew up in this little town?
Well, I stayed with my grandparents till I was 9. My mother, worked in a town with a Jewish gentleman who was really very rich. She owned a lot of property, businesses, and she worked there, done her cooking, and she used to serve in the shop when the Poles came in on a Friday, market day. She could speak Polish, picked it up, serving the Poles. And when my grandmother died, we moved from the little place where my mother lived, my grandfather and I, and we stayed there till, well, Kristallnacht, and then all started, you know.
And what was the other place called that you moved to?
Johannesburg.
Johannesburg.
It's called Pisznau, P-I-S-Z-S, Pisch. I've got the names all good here, but I can't mind them.
No, don't worry, don't worry. So you moved there after your grandmother died, so you moved with your grandfather.
And I moved to my mother's place, which was maybe 30, 40 miles away, something like that.
And that's where your mother had grown up?
I was there till I was, 13, you know, because you weren't allowed to take anything out of the country. I mean, you could be a millionaire, all you were allowed is a suitcase.
If I could just take you back a little bit, when you were growing up in this town that your mother had come from, and you went to school there, presumably.
Yeah.
And can you tell us about what life was like in the town for somebody who was Jewish at this time? Would this be the early 30s?
When I was at school?
Yes.
Well, number one, you were in a class and you passed all the exams, but they didn't put you up to the next level, kept you in the same level all the time. Yeah. Also, you had to sit yourself at the very back, you know.
Yes.
And then eventually you couldn't go. Well, when my mother left, my grandfather and I went to the capital of East Prussia, which is Königsberg. It's called Kaliningrad now.
Yes.
It's the Russians got it because it's a naval base.
Yes. Again, taking you back, when you were at school, were there many other Jewish children at school?
Yes, there were quite a lot. My father got a photograph of the group, the initiated Haida group. But I was only, with different levels, obviously. Yes. I was the only one in that class, but there were brothers and sisters and what have you in all different classes.
Did you have other brothers and sisters?
I had a half-brother who was 10 years older than me. Now, he was learning the trade. He had to go to some big town to learn the trade, and he became a tailor, ladies and gents tailor, so I've got a name Taylor. Because when he came out, my mother got myself out and she got my brother out. What happened was that eventually you couldn't go to the normal school, so you had to go to the Yiddish schools.
Yes.
And they only had a few. So the one in Kaliningrad, Königsberg, the capital of East Prussia, you just went to the Yiddish school. But then they got shifted me to Hanover because you went to school in the morning, you worked in the fields in the afternoon, and you're supposed to go to Palestine.
Was it through a Zionist group?
So, as I say, my mother got out, she got me out. I came out in the 25th of July,
1939. Okay, and how did it work? Did she know for a while that she was trying to leave, or that she wanted to leave, and that you were going to leave?
No, just had to take a chance. You know, as I said, you couldn't come out unless somebody would sponsor you.
But how did it work? How did you get sponsorship? How did you make somebody know that...
Well, I came with the children's transport.
You came with the kinder transport?
Britain took 10,000 children.
Yes. Uh-huh. So, how did that work? Did the Jewish community publicise this scheme amongst the community? Or how did people know who could leave, for instance? Who was making up the list of people to leave? Or do you remember? You were too young. And I also wanted to ask you, you mentioned your mother. Was your father not living at that time?
Yes, but I never saw my father. My father actually died in Dachau, in the camp.
Okay.
You know?
But he was living with you in these towns you mentioned.
Yeah. Yes. As I said, I never met my father, you know?
Do you know what kind of work that your father did?
Your mother mentioned he had a little sort of grocery shop going somewhere in Germany. But then I've got some people and friends made research on the computer and they found out that Nathan Navratsky was in Berlin. I always understood he was still in East Prussia, you know.
Yes. And so, do you know when your mother came, roughly?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know. But it must have been shortly after. I'm only guessing, but... Yes. Kristallnacht in November, December. She's probably been out in the beginning of the following year, I would think, you know, 1939, very beginning, maybe even the end of 38.
Can I ask if you had a bar mitzvah?
I mean, had a bar mitzvah in Germany, yes.
Can you remember it? I mean,
yes, I've still got my talis.
Have you really?
Not a talis, my tefillin,
yes.
And with a bag with a date on it.
Uh-huh.
I knew you hunt for it. I don't know where I hid it.
What year was your bar mitzvah?
Well, when I was 13. I was 38. I don't know the date, but I even still got my speech and everything.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's amazing. So, did you say that was in Hanover, your bar mitzvah?
No, my bar mitzvah was in Johannesburg.
In Johannesburg.
And I was still 13.
That's right.
And then Kristallnacht started.
Was it in the Jewish Institute?
No. Yeah, of course, I was an annex to the shul.
Yes.
Of course, I remember they used to have a snooker table in, they had shows, they had theatre, they had whatever going, you know.